relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It was worth the wait. Welcome, welcome, friends, to America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Soon there will be a coronavirus briefing from the White House, but as the president promised in his tweet earlier today, there was a knockout press conference from the RNC headquarters with the president's attorneys. It's funny. All the people at the press conference are regular guests on this show. Isn't that interesting? Thank you, Leroy, for texting me and pointing out that that is the case, whether it's America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, whether it's that powerhouse Sidney Powell, or whether it is Joe DiGenova and Jenna Ellis. Jenna Ellis, who was a firebrand. She was the lion of that event. She has just texted me, would you like me to come on your show? Yeah. And she's on her way. She's coming into studio right now. But we're going to give you a flavor of the press conference on election fraud from the president's A-team. This is what Jenna Ellis had to say to the left and to the legacy media. Have you got your safety belt on? Buckle up, Eric. Play cut.
So what you have heard, I'm sure, in the fake newspapers tomorrow will be one of two things. Either there was not sufficient evidence that we've presented, or we spoke too long. Okay, so what you've heard now is basically an opening statement. This is what you can expect to see when we get to court to actually have a full trial on the merits, to actually show this evidence in court and prove our case. This is not a Law and Order episode where everything is neatly wrapped up in 60 minutes. For those of you who are here in this room or have maybe tuned out in other networks, clearly you've never been court reporters. Trials take time. Putting on evidence takes time. This is basically an opening statement so the American people can understand what the networks have been hiding and what they refuse to cover, because all of your fake news headlines are dancing around the merits of this case and are trying to delegitimize what we are doing here. Let me be very clear that our objective is to make sure to preserve and protect election integrity. President Trump has been saying from day one that this is about maintaining free and fair elections in this country. It is not about overturning an outcome. It is about making sure that election integrity is preserved, and every American should want that. If every American is not on board with that, you have to ask yourself why. And if your fake news network is not covering this or allowing you to cover it fairly and accurately, you should ask yourself why. This is absolutely a legitimate legal basis. We have been asked to provide an entire case that generally would take years in civil litigation. I've been a prosecutor. I have tried cases with far simpler facts. One thing happened in a matter of minutes, and it still takes days. And we go through a jury process. This is the court of public opinion right now. We are not trying our case in the court of public opinion. Because if we were, we would get unbiased jurors. I would strike 99% of you from the jury, and I would be allowed to because of the fake news coverage you provide. You are not unbiased jurors. And until you step out of your role as a journalist and actually go into a courtroom and you are a judge on a bench that has sworn an oath to be unbiased in our separation of powers, then your opinion does not matter. The facts matter, the truth matters, and if you are fair reporters, you will cover that fairly and appropriately, and you will allow coverage of our media team here and our legal team. That is absolutely shocking that all you cover are around the margins, and I've seen all of you taking pictures right now, and I can anticipate what your headlines are going to be. If you are not willing to talk about the evidence that has been presented, then that is absolutely unacceptable for journalistic standards. This is an opening statement. This is something where we have told you what the evidence will show, and we have given you a brief description. That happens in a courtroom all the time, where that's not the fact-finding process. That is just an overview. That is what we have given you today because the American people deserve to know what we have uncovered in the last couple of weeks. Remember, this is such a short time frame, and this is an elite strike force team that is working on behalf of the president and the campaign to make sure that our Constitution is protected. We are a nation of rules, not a nation of rulers. There is not someone that just gets to pick who the next president is outside the will of the American people. And that is our task, because when we talk about voter fraud, it's actually election official fraud.
There's timing, and then there's Jenna Ellis timing. She literally walked in the studio, grabbed those headphones, we played a 4-minute cut. Can I just ask you something? You didn't even have a teleprompter, did you?
Not at all. I went all Amy Coney Barrett on it and didn't have any notes.
These were your notes. These were your notes.
Yes, right, yes. Notes. I could have held it up that said, you know, just Trump on it. That's all I would have said.
You know, we're friends, but I'm sorry. I don't care if I just met you. That was majestic. Truly majestic. I haven't seen a public figure outside of the president so righteously put the media and the commentariat in their place as I just saw. Congratulations, Jenna Ellis.
Thank you. That means a lot to me from you, especially because on behalf of the 73 million Americans that voted for this president, that care about this country, that care about this nation, that see what the mainstream media fake news press does every day, it was a moment for all of us. And it was a moment that, thankfully, a lot of the organizations had to cover, and we had to call them out. And so I appreciate that.
Our producer, Jeff, as we were watching it here, said, I hope they go on for another 8 hours. And the networks have to show them the whole day. But you finished. It was incredible to see you, Rudy, Sydney, and Joe DiGenova all there. And let's just reiterate what you said. This is, I think if I'm paraphrasing, or you may have said this exactly, this is the opening argument.
Yes.
This isn't, oh, here's everything with, you know, the evidence baggies and the, no.
And you know why? Because then we would have been there for more than 8 hours. Right. Because I have tried cases that even one very small misdemeanor claim, it takes days. It takes process.
One event that can happen in seconds could be in court for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Absolutely. And you don't get there without the investigation, without the procedural litigation up front. I mean, we are being asked to put this together under the most ridiculously tight deadline.
Right.
And they know that. And that's why the fake news media is complicit and they're trying to rush Joe Biden in, and they don't want to cover this. And so I think we accomplished our goal of the press conference today to answer the question, where is the evidence? What is the evidence? Clearly, we have that. We gave, because in court, when you have an opening statement to the jury, you give them the big picture.
Yes.
You don't have to go in nitty gritty detail. You say, here's what the evidence will show over the coming days or weeks or sometimes months that trials can take. Here, we will get to court, hopefully, very, very soon. But this is what we have, and the media needs to understand that so that they can cover this fairly, which they won't. But the American people need to understand that this is a legitimate legal basis, and we are trying to protect the integrity of this election and every election thereafter. And thank you, by the way, for having me fresh off the press conference.
Oh,
this is my first interview, and you texted me, and I was like, I've got to come in.
We are so excited, and they are rubbing the salve on their wounds from that epic. The mainstream fake news industrial complex have yet to recover. They're crying into their duvets like Brian Stelty taught them, because she went full Amy Coney Barrett on them. Follow her right now on Instagram, on Twitter, Jenna Ellis ESQ. We're not letting her go anywhere. And I just got a text. Oh, guess who's going to join us later? Joe DiGenoa, Victoria Tansig. Guys, this is the place to be. Don't you dare touch that radio.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
She's such a trooper. She's come straight from the press conference. She's in studio. She's Jenna Ellis. She's going to run from here to do an interview with somebody else who's a regular of the show. You know her, Sarah Carter. It's a power hour for the women. She's going to stay with us and talk about the role of the Supreme Court in this fight. But we have to congratulate. He's on the end of a phone line. Whether it's the Super Bowl or whether it's running for Congress, he's just a champion. Is that Congressman-elect Burgess Owens?
Sebastian, thank you so much. I look forward to chatting with you. Absolutely.
So tell us, was it a nail-biter? Were you worried? You've won now. But how have the last 2 weeks been for you, Burgess?
It's been a lot longer than I expected, but I'll be honest, it was worth the wait. And Sebastian, one of the things I've said from the very beginning, I have so much faith in American people and Utahns that we do the right thing at the right time for the right reasons. And what we've just done across the board with this remarkable success in the House is we've shown the rest of the world that we're just not going to be socialists. We stand up against that ideology. Those who play that game call themselves moderate. It doesn't work here anymore. And I think that's because President Trump has pulled back the curtain. We now know what we're fighting against, and we have tremendous patriots. I cannot wait to start serving with these good men and women. So I'm looking forward to the fight. Look forward to getting our country back in the right direction, for sure.
Well, in the name of America First, God bless you. Congratulations. Follow this man now, Burgess Owens. One more question for you, given the great events of the day and the person we have in studio with us. Your comments on the last 2 weeks in terms of voter election integrity, Burgess?
Well, once again, our president has pulled back the curtains. This has been going on for quite a while, never at this degree. But we, the people, deserve to know the truth and deserve to make sure our votes are counted and we feel confident in it. And we need to get to the point. We get that done in a day. And enough of this 2 or 3 weeks to find out what kind of votes we have when we have such great technology. So I'm looking forward to the process, and I look forward to seeing this to the very end. until we find out the true results.
And we are looking forward to seeing you here in the swamp, fighting the swamp, and in our studios. God bless. Congratulations. Godspeed. Follow him now at Burgess Owens. Thank you so much. Congressman-elect Owens, we are back with none other than Jenna Ellis, ESQ, a senior advisor for legal issues to the Trump campaign and counselor attorney to the president, who had a barn burner of a speech today at the presser with Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and our friend Joe DiGenova, who will be joining us in the next segment. You have taught constitutional law. You have stood in a courtroom actually arguing cases. What is your, you can't give away, you know, details, but what is your expectation for the coming 3 weeks? And potentially, what is the role of the Supreme Court in this fight, Jenna?
Well, we can, of course, look back to 2000 and yes. Bush v. Gore. And it's important for people to recognize that the process, of course, takes time. But then the role of the Supreme Court in any case that goes up before it, including the potential of this one, is to apply the Constitution and to protect the Constitution. And so to distill that into how people understand that is that Article 2 of the Constitution requires that the Electoral College and the manner that those state delegates are chosen is given to the state legislatures.
Right. So this is one of the key pillars.
Yes.
That it's not a governor.
No.
It's not a secretary of state that says, oh, you get to vote like this. No, it is the state legislature that constitutionally has the monopoly.
Yes. Okay. And that is the delegated authority to them and them exclusively. So when you have all of these election officials, this is why this is official fraud. This yeah. isn't just voter fraud.
Right.
I mean, there are instances
this
of that.
This isn't ones and twosies.
No.
This is institutionalized.
This is institutionalized fraud from the election officials as part of the executive branch,
right,
that are changing the rules.
Now, what's the argument here? Is there precedence to say, okay, if they change the way you vote in terms of verifying signatures or deadlines or postmarks, is the argument that any single vote that was counted in accordance with that decision that didn't come from the state legislature is null and void?
It's illegal. Because
no, but is that the argument that's going to be made?
Absolutely. Absolutely, okay. Because none of those votes should count if they were counted in a manner in secret, if they were manipulated, if we don't know. Because if the law was not followed, then by definition, that's illegal. You can't do that. And so the remedy, of course, is within the Constitution that the judicial branch can say those votes don't count, and then we look at what were remaining. But if the election itself then in that state is so irredeemably compromised.
This is, I hashtagged you today when I posted hashtag irredeemably compromised is my
yes.
favorite new hashtag. If it's irredeemably compromised, then?
Then it goes back to the state legislators that have to select their delegates, or if they could call for a special election. That probably won't happen in the time frame. But it goes ultimately, it's the state legislatures that have the burden to then select their slate. And if no one gets to 270 in this, then it goes to the U.S. House of Representatives.
That's a contingent
election. And what everyone on the left is screaming about yeah. is saying, well, if my state legislature votes for this, then I'm worried about my vote, the people's vote, I'm disenfranchised. No, the element specifically within the Constitution that protects people from not being disenfranchised is the Electoral College, because
right.
we, our founders were so brilliant, they knew there could be corruption, there could be foreign influence. That's not really something that's shocking to anyone that
right.
this has the potential of happening. So they created a safeguard to that, which is our system and our Electoral College. And again, like I said in the press conference, I'd encourage everyone, go read Federalist 68. That's Alexander Hamilton's argument for the Electoral College explaining this process.
And then there's an additional argument that I've heard the team make, which is if ballots or voters were not treated, if Republican votes and ballots were not treated the same way as Democrat ones, that's also unconstitutional. If they allowed badly filled out ballots to be cured, quote unquote, by the voter, but only Democrat ballots, that's also another pillar of the argument.
Yes, and that's what we call our two-tiered system. You can't treat Democrat voters in a special way than Republicans. You can't treat them differently. That's within the same state. Now, Alabama could have a different system than Pennsylvania
yes.
for the method. That's fine.
But within a
state, you can't have two different systems for the same voter. That's equal protection. That's saying I can't be disenfranchised in one way that a Democrat gets an opportunity three different opportunities and way to cast their ballot. I only get one.
Right.
And they get an opportunity to cure a defect like a signature mismatch or something, but we don't. Or they get an opportunity to observe. We don't.
Well, I'll say it again. We're going to post the whole video. Jenna's speech today was thunderous. It was righteous. And we are so, so glad she's on the team fighting for the truth. Not for a president, not for a party, but for a fair and truthful election. Follow her on Twitter, on Instagram, Jenna Ellis ESQ. Your message in the last few seconds to those people who in the last 14, 15, 16 days had lost hope and thought that what they're witnessing is simply the inevitable theft of an election.
We're America and we're fighting for it.
We're America and we're fighting. God bless you. Thank you for running over here, coming in studio. That's the kind of friend she is. That's the kind of patriot she is. Next, God willing, we're going to have Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tunsing on the show. That's the kind of day it is. Steve Scalise is going to be with us. Congressman Brian Babin's going to come in studio. Chris Buskirk, so much more. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay on this channel. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Incredibly, last year, thanks to you, to all of you who donated, the Angel Tree program blessed over 300,000 American children of prisoners across America. Listen, please, to two of them, Alana and Quentin, telling us what they loved most about being part of the Angel Tree Christmas.
Spending time with my family and knowing that my dad cares. He's sending me all these gifts thanks to you. And I really like to thank you for it.
I like the presents that my dad sent me. I know that you guys care and he cares. So I just want to thank you for that. And I love Christmas. Thank you, Angel Tree, for doing all that you do. Because you don't have to do this, but you choose to do it. And I really appreciate it.
Wow. I hadn't heard that. You didn't have to do it, and you did it. Will you do it again? If you weren't part of it last year, will you do it now? Wow. Please share your love of Christ through this incredible program that provides a gift to a child who has a parent in prison, a copy of the children's Bible, and a letter of love from that parent. Do the Lord's work, please. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and just click on the Angel Tree banner. Make a donation in any amount. It's $22 per child for a gift, the Bible and the note, but whatever you can give. If you can give more, please. $1,000 is 50 children whose Christmas will be blessed more because of you. You can call them if you want as well at 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794 and share
keep that audio. That's incredible. Just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree Panner. Just make one of these children's Christmas a little bit better. God bless you. Okay. We talked about Jenna Ellis's incredible speech where she addressed the media. We had her in studio. We're going to have Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tunsing next, God willing. Do you know what Fox did? Get typing Media Matters. You'll enjoy this one. This is the woman I called out last week, clearly hardcore Democrat, who is now on the payroll at Fox. Kristen Fisher responded to Jenna Ellis, Rudy Giuliani, and Sidney Powell with a Fox Chiron under her on Fox News. And I got to share this with you. It's stunning. Video cut 10.
Well, that was certainly a colorful news conference from Rudy Giuliani, but it was light on facts. So much of what he said was simply not true or has already been thrown out in court. And, you know, Giuliani, he opened by making this really bold and baseless claim that a lot of this alleged nationwide voter fraud that he's referring to all came from one centralized place. He called it a nationwide conspiracy. And yet he failed to provide any hard evidence to back up that one specific claim.
Why is she on Fox? I'm just curious. Why is Kristen Fisher on Fox? Fox was built by Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch as a conservative alternative, and it became the most popular news channel in America. When it comes to cable, it is the most popular. Look at the figures. You don't have to, you know, guess whether it's Tucker or others. Every night they're beating their rivals. It makes $5 billion a year. So what are you doing, Fox? Are you just fed up of making money? Is it time for you to ditch the people that made you that money? And what was Laura Ingraham doing last night? Jeff texted me, and then I watched the segment. She opened her show with a 10-minute monologue on how AOC could work with the Republicans, and 8 or 9 points. She had her team do the PowerPoints on things AOC should do in the next Congress. Why is a Fox host giving advice to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? How strange. What's going on? Do we have time for some calls? Maybe we'll squeeze one or two in later. The number here is 833-334-6752. Tell me what you think. What's going on? Great news conference, but strange things going on at Fox News Central. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, Joe and Victoria. We are broadcasting live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com from Americans who are getting their lives back free from pain or with less pain, such as Debrin from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow. Shouldn't you be the next, Debrin? Shouldn't you be the next Relief Factor success story? I think you should. I think you've waited long enough. Find out for yourself if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for Debrin, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It costs $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what. Potential liberation from your pain. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It's so wonderful to switch on the TV and see people you like, people you trust, people who are regular guests of the show. Not just regular guests, incredibly popular guests who melt down the internet when they come on. And that was our experience today. We switched on the A-Team's press conference from the RNC headquarters with Rudy Giuliani, with Sidney Powell, with Jenna Ellis. And who was standing there? He had the audience in his sights. He's Joe DeGenova, and Victoria Tansing is with us right now. Joe, the whole world wanted to hear you talk. Would you talk now?
We're ready to speak.
Okay, so let's talk about what happened today. The left-wing media is, well, that's a kind of oxymoron. The mainstream media is melting down as a result of the press conference. It was described by the good guys as an opening statement. Give us what you would wish to share with the 73 million Americans across the country, most of whom think something strange happened in the last few weeks in America.
Well, let me just tell you the most important evidence, Seb, and that is that in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh and Philly, and in Detroit, Michigan, for sure, that no Republican was allowed to watch the vote counting procedure. Now, they have mail-in ballots, which people have never done before. Usually absentee balloting is very strictly enforced and looked over, you know, with rules depending on the states. This is this mail-in balloting that is inherently susceptible to fraud, and they don't let one Republican in to see the voting count process, to see the envelopes, whether they have the signature and the name and the right information on it. And as soon as they open that envelope, where does it go? It's separated from the ballot, so there's no way to put it back.
So,
and there's 682,000 votes in Pennsylvania that should be thrown out, and there's over 250,000 votes in Michigan that should be thrown out because of this procedure.
If Joe, if these ballots have been commingled, if there's no paper trail, there's no way to know which ballot arrived when or whether it was a mail-in ballot or not, what is the physical argument now for what occurs next? What is the legal relief? Do we simply subtract 600,000? What is the realistic way forward?
Well, In what we are doing, the question is, what is the remedy under the law? In this situation, the remedy is to exclude all of those ballots because they cannot be credibly verified as having been observed. They were not observed. People in the Republican Party who have the legal right to be present and observe the opening of the envelope and the removal of the ballot, and therefore being able to see the signature, the date stamp, and all other indicia of reliability, because Republicans were denied that ability, no one was present for any of those more than 800,000 votes in two states. The answer is they must be deducted from the total. And that means that what Judge Justice Alito asked Pennsylvania to do, which would segregate those, which was not done.
Yeah.
Those separated ballots were not segregated from other ballots. It is now impossible to reconstruct even those from other legitimately calculated ballots. So the answer is you throw out all of those ballots. It's an extreme remedy, but in this case, it is the only remedy.
But do we know, can we locate those ballots? I mean, how do you exclude them if they weren't segregated as per Justice Alito's order?
Because the numbers exist. We know how many ballots came in after midnight.
Okay.
And we know for whom the ballots were tallied. So you deduct the number of ballots that were given to Trump, which are very small, after that time, and the number that were given to Biden. And when that happens, Trump wins Pennsylvania, Trump wins Michigan.
And given the nature of the judges in these states, given the lack of propensity for judges in general to take large-scale actions of such a nature that would negate thousands of ballots, at what point do we have to appeal to the Supreme Court, and is there time to appeal to the Supreme Court?
Well, there has to be time, Seb. You work your way up the system because you can't just go run into the Supreme Court. But let me give you the legal issue of what Joe just went into some the numbers and discussed the inability of any Republican to look at the voting count process. Here's the legal issue. It's Bush v. Gore. Those counties that obeyed the law and had people from both parties observe the counting were treated differently than the ones from the two places in Pennsylvania, say, that didn't allow anyone to observe the counting. So that is an equal protection violation, and that is a Supreme Court issue.
I have one more question I'd like to ask both Victoria and Joe. Can you stay with us for three more minutes for the last segment of the hour?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Yes.
Wonderful. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. The call board is full. We are talking to the most important people today in America, the people who are involved. He used a wonderful phrase, the indicia of reliability. We want our elections not to be fraught with corruption, with counting occurring in the dark behind closed doors. And when people are challenged, they say, you can stand 50 feet away, you can stand 100 yards away, and here's a pair of binoculars. That's not even funny for a country like Venezuela, a nation which peculiarly is involved in the software for counting the ballots in 30 states of the greatest nation on this planet. We are talking to Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tunsing. Follow them right now at Vic Tunsing, TOENSING on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't need a strict script. I don't have talking points because I've lived it now for more than a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And I was pain-free. And I'm still pain-free. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans across the country, and you could be the next one. Listen to Gary from California. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. Shouldn't you find out if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for Gary, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans? I think you should. You've waited long enough. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. It's as the president says, what have you got to lose? Find out if you could be the next ReliefFactor.com success story. You deserve to find out. ReliefFactor.com. Back with Joe and Victoria after these messages.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Like Talk Radio, like America First, then support us by supporting our advertisers, especially Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. He sold 51 million of them. Get more than 60% off right now if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. That's MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with none other than the A-team, the legal A-team, fighting for the president and a true and fair election. It is Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tunsing. I asked them in the break, what do they need? What does the president need? First thing, donate to the defense fund. You can go to DonaldJTrump.com. That is DonaldJTrump.com.
www.thewellspentmoney.com. And right at the top, it's the red banner. Click here to donate to the Election Defense Fund. So right at the top at the president's campaign page, click there. Victoria, Joe, what else is required? Does the president, outside of your incredible team, have what he needs? Is there enough strategic communication? Give us a wish list of anything missing.
Well, we've got lawyers all over the country. I mean, in the states that we're talking about, we have really good legal teams set up. We have very good statistic people who can give evidence of how the vote disparity, how when everybody locked down in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and Detroit about the same time, and then they came back a few hours later, and all of a sudden there was a spike for Biden and no votes for Donald Trump, which right. is very, very strange. Then they have people that are testifying about how truckloads came in with all kinds of ballots during that time. So, you know, there's very good evidence out there, and we've got very good lawyers working on it. And the one thing we would like is more people coming forward and telling what they observed about voter fraud.
There are people who work
for Dominion that could be coming forward.
If you're ashamed of what you saw, if you are committed to the truth, then approach the campaign, the website, the phone number. There is a whistleblower line. It's time to stand up for the truth. Joe, in the last few weeks...
Joe got cut off, Deb.
His line is open. Joe, are you there?
He says he's not.
Oh, well, his line is open. That's all the more reason to get him back in studio. But in the meantime...
In the studio, we don't have these issues, do we?
We don't, and people love the YouTube. Whenever you guys are here in studio, it melts down the internet. Please subscribe to America First. Sebastian Gorka, Victoria Joe, thank you so much for doing what you do, standing up. It's not about the president. It's not about the 2020 election. It's about all elections. It's about the truth. And you can make a difference if you tell your local state legislature not to certify, if you get out on the streets with your MAGA hat on, and also donate right now to the president's Election Defense Fund, DonaldJTrump.com, and hit the Defense Fund banner at the top. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.